Okay, it's time for another music review. Yeah, they're coming thick and fast at the moment. It's a bit like old age, you know, you want to cram in as much as you possibly can before you kick the bucket. This one, today I'm going to review an album by a man called Salif Keita, and the album's called Mufo. But before we get on to that album, I want to briefly go through a little potted history about Salif and where I came in. Salif Keita was born in 1949. He's an African singer-songwriter and he's from Mali. He's notable not only because of his reputation as the golden voice of Africa, but also because he is an albino. Also, he was a member of the Keita royal family of Mali. Early in his life, he was born a traditional prince in the village of Djoliba, but he was cast out by his family and ostracized by the community because of his albinoism, a sign of bad luck, apparently, in Mandinka culture. In 1967, though, he left Djoliba for Bamako, where he joined the government-sponsored super rail band De Bamako. In 73, he joined the group Les Ambassadeurs, and they fled the country when there was a lot of political unrest during the mid-70s to Ivory Coast. And subsequently, they changed the name of that band to Les Ambassadeurs International. Okay, then Keita moved on to Paris in 1984, because he wanted to reach a larger audience. His music, well, it combines traditional West African music styles with influences from both Europe and the Americas. In 1987, Sorrow became the international breakthrough album for Salif. Where do I come in? Well, I just happened to catch a concert in 1995. We'd had, of course, Graceland from Paul Simon opening up the continent alongside Peter Gabriel's work with WOMAD. But in 1995, after we'd had the Nelson Mandela free concert at Wembley Stadium, the Royal Albert Hall, as part of a sort of promotion of African culture, had a concert at the venue where all the top musicians from the continent appeared doing short sets. And I saw a lot of the action on that particular day on video. It included such famous African stars as Youssou N'Dour from Senegal, Baba Mal from Mali, and South African artists, including Lucky Dube, but also one Salif Keita. And that was my first exposure to him, and I was particularly impressed with what I heard. Let's get on to the main event now, the album Mufo. It was recorded in 2001 in Paris and released the following year. And the song Yamora features the Cape Verdean singer Cesaria Evora. There's a very famous singer in that particular part of the world. It was viewed as very much a return to basics for Salif Keita. 17 musicians, however, plus 6 backing vocalists. The sound's very stripped down. The subtle electric guitar work of Jela Musi Koyati is mellow and low-key. Now, guitarists Koyati and Kanti Manfil, both long-term Keita band members, they played together way back in the early Malian supergroups mentioned earlier, the Rail Band and Les Ambassadeurs. These guys hit the groove right from the kickoff. The combination of Mali's finest traditional instrumentalists with the cream of Paris neoclassical and new jazz acoustic players create an almost totally acoustic production. But the real beauty here, however, is Keita's voice. It's carefully framed and used to maximum effect. High, almost piercing light, but it's a gorgeous instrument that can transform a melody. Whether the lulling gentleness of Yamoura or the more upbeat In Igija, it's a record of swaying, seductive gentleness. One perfect suited to Keita's style and strongly rooted in a Malian style. A lovely light sheen, really, to the production that suggests the European input. And this serves the sound well. Okay, it smooths everything out, of course, without losing the intimate flavour at the album's heart. As far as I see it, this album is an absolute gem and ranks at the top of my albums for this year. And it reminds us all of the reputation of one of the most glorious voices on the African continent, if not in the world. Okay, I'm going to get into the track list now. There's also some links in the description. Two links for the two songs that start and end the album. You really ought to get to YouTube and listen to those, because my words will never match how beautiful these two tracks are. So let's get started with Yamoura, 7 minutes plus. It's got some beautiful feminine harmonies, intricate acoustic guitars that weave through the accordion, and the wondrous vocal from Salif Keita. The song's romantic wistfulness is underlined by guest spots from the Cape Verde female, Cesaria Evora, and the Parisian accordion player, Benoit Audin. It needs repeated intense listens, but it will probably eventually bring you to tears. This is In Igija. Keita's own considerable skill as a guitarist is seen on and heard on this track, and the vocals just drip with emotion. Madan is up next, 6 minutes, effortlessly rocking tempo, which juxtaposes Malian fiddles and lutes against the Cameroonian Guinisanga's funky electric bass and a driving West African percussion section. It's frantically hypnotic. To track four now, Catalan, another 7 minute opus with lutes that adorn the early bars. And there's a rousing harmony from the feminine group. These ladies are a true highlight throughout this album, and a very easy guitar rhythm, almost medieval and celebratory. It's got a really genteel outro as well from the girls. Track five, Suben, Salif on his acoustic guitar here. And there's a neat echo to add the atmosphere. It's almost a solo offering from him. Musolo, which is the next track, the mix is really between the lead and backing vocals here, which create a magical listening experience. And there's a tense pitched female chorus, which is a highlight. Baba comes in next with some leisurely accordion and guitar, quickly joined by the backing vocals again. Strikingly rhythmic and a thing of beauty with Keita's lead vocals up front and a French skippy coastal rhythm feeling, almost shanty Caribbean feel. And then we get on to Ana Naming with some powerful vocals awash with feeling. And there's a nice solo from Salif's guitar. So to Cuckoo, this has a strong Brazilian influence, I felt, with some novel steel drum work, and the mix is subtle, promotes the bass and relegates the backing vocals for a period to maximize the flute bass percussive pacey rhythm. There's then a final awesome choral vocal to finish with a flurry. And now to the piece de resistance, as far as I see it. That's the best my French is going to get. The final track here is called Here. It's 9 minutes. It starts with an old-fashioned calypso edge. This is one of the most powerful pieces to close any album I've ever heard. There's a sort of steel band feel about it, but the chorus that's as mellow as it gets, spiraling the lead acoustic guitar and Sally's voice like a wand, knitting the amalgam of serene sounds. It's 9 minutes of pure bliss, African style. And you need to listen to it twice, possibly three times, and then you're really hooked. And this track, along with Yamora, I've linked in the description. Worth noting that I also came across Salif Keita in 2001 when I heard a song of his, Tomorrow, which was featured on Will Smith's dramatised movie about Muhammad Ali, about the fight in Kinshasa against George Foreman. Nothing blunderbuss about Keita's song Tomorrow, though. It's really moving. Now, before I close, I'm going to... it was very difficult to get translations for these songs. They're virtually all sang in French or in a Malian language. And, of course, I can't understand any of that. Although I did manage to get a translation for Yamora. So I'm going to read the lyric for Yamora. I love you, my love. One has hope if one has hope. Also living without fear and confidence. There wasn't anything else inexperienced. To look at our childhood until going back, shining of innocence. In the mind, worldly, maybe your. In the gentleness and soothing, our love. Tired from fight and resistance to survive the storm. In the gentleness and soothing, our love. Tired from fight and resistance to survive the storm. I'm sure it sounds far better when Salif is singing this song than listening to mine, but I just felt I needed to give you a bit of an input. So there we have it, Morpho, my pick of the album of the year. It really is an absolute joy. There's quite a lot of material of him live and his albums on YouTube, but please, I plead with you, get that link over to YouTube and just listen to Here, close your eyes and be mesmerized. Thanks for listening.